All right. Okay, last year in Hilchos Chanukah, Ezra Hashem will finish today. Simen Tov Reish Pei. Simen Tov Reish Pei. Shlola Aniach Hanir Samach LePetach B'Lal Shabbos. So this simen is actually very lamaisa for us in the yeshiva, where the neiros are put out there near the Pesach. So B'Lal Shabbos Tarech Litein Shum Dover Lochutz Bein Aniros LePesach. So on Leil Shabbos, you have to put something that is a separation between the Neiros and the Pesach. Why? Bishvil HaRuach. Because we're afraid the women coming. We're afraid when you're going to open the door, so the wind's going to come out from the outside and blow out the candles. And that would be Aser. For the blow out the candles, that would be a din of Kibui. And since we don't want the candles to go out, number one, because of Neiros Chanukah, we don't want to go out. And number two, even more so, we're afraid of the Isser of Hilchos Shabbos. Therefore, you have to put something that's going to be masik in between them, and therefore would not be a psik reisha, that it would not for sure go out. So therefore, you have to be put something in. Therefore, I told already Anjichim that this year they should definitely put the table that goes in front of the door, they for sure put it somewhere else on Erev Shabbos, so they don't go out. You would tell, I'll tell you, it all depends on during the week. If the candles go out sometime, so then you'll be also to put on Shabbos also. If it's never going to go out, so you would be allowed to go in and out of the door, and you would be allowed to light there, since it's not, the candles are not going to go out over there in that spot. Siv Beis. Be'er Shabbos also likbor on Neiros Bedelos Atzma Achri Adelos. On Erev Shabbos also to put your Neir Chanukah hanging on the door, in the back of the door. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because when you open the door, if you're using an oil menorah, so the oil is going to move around, it's going to go closer to the wick, and it's going to go farther away from the wick. And therefore, you're over mikut mishum chab or mavir. No, it's not your kavana due to this. Who psik reisha? Nevertheless, it's a psik reisha. And therefore, it's a psik reisha to the ol nichale. Therefore, the mechaber brings down over here v'yesh mishematir. Those who matir this, according to the Gra, at least, is the shita, the aruch, the famous shita, the aruch, that a psik reisha de lo nichale, a psik reisha, though you know for sure it's going to happen. But since you don't want it to happen, it's not nicha for you, it's not a good thing for you, therefore it would be mutter. We do not pass like the aruch in general, and we do not pass like the aruch over here. And therefore, we also to put an oil menorah behind the door. However, since it's only did by oil, if you're lighting, for some reason, you were lighting with the wax candles and you wanted to put it on the back side of the door, then it would be mutter, like it says in Shart Tzion Tikkun Dalud. So that would be mutter to put on the back side of the door. This is all a din in an oil menorah. There will be a din in oil menorah. Okay. And just back to, sorry, I forgot to mention Sif Kot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah from Sif Aleph, that if one did put the candles in a place where the door might be able to blow it out, then it's also to put to open the door. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kot and Gimel, says, V'im lo natan, also leave to achadalos. If you also to open the door, if someone lights a candle where, in a place where the candle, the wind would blow it out, this is all Pashid of Yisurei Shabbos. No, this is a Din Hilchos Shabbos. You have in there, it's also even after a half hour. Tov Reish Pei Aleph. Ein Mavdilim B'Nir Chanukah B'Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so B'Motzei Shabbos, Sif Aleph says, Ein Mavdilim B'Nir Chanukah. You're not allowed to make Havdalah with your Neiros of Chanukah. Why? She'einen in the Oro, because you're not going to get a Hanah from the Oro. And part of the Halachas of Havdalah we'll get to later on in the year. Part of the Halachas of Havdalah is you're supposed to get Hanah from the candle. And you're not allowed to make a bracha near until you get Hanah from the candle. Therefore, you're not allowed to use Neiros Chanukah. However, Rav Nevinsel points out over here, this is Davka the Neiros Chanukah itself. But you can use the Shamish. If you want to use the Shamish, which you're allowed to get Hanah from, you're allowed to use the Shamish. Oh, you ask the din of Halakas by Havdalah is you're supposed to have Avuka, you're supposed to have a din of a large flame, which you usually hold as like two wicks. Therefore, Rav Nevinsel says, if you want, so you can put a match together or another candle with the Shamash, and that you can use for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Okay. When should one light Halakas Neiros on Motzei Shabbos? So this is another chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. So let's start over here in Eretz Yisrael. So in Halicha Shlomo Tet Zayin Tes Vav, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings down that even though Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself used to be makbid on Rabbeinu Tam Hivin Eretz Yisrael, even though we've discussed earlier on that Erev in Eretz Yisrael, we pass them like the Gra. And you really can do Malacha earlier on. Nevertheless, we're makbir for Rabbeinu Tam in the sense of three kolchavim. Wait for three kolchavim to come out, which we hold is really around 35 minutes. Outside, somewhere around there. Nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah and Orbach himself, Mitzad himself, he was Machbir on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam on most Shabbos. But on Shabbos Chanukah, even Rosh Hashanah and Orbach, he would be Machbir, he would end Shabbos earlier than he normally did. He would daven Marv and have ready to light Chanukah candles somewhere between 35 and 40 minutes after Shkia. He would be Machbir to light, even though normally he waited 72 minutes on Shabbos. On Shabbos Chanukah, he would light at 35 minutes. And this is how most people in Yerushalayim do. They daven Marv earlier than they normally do. In a normal week, and they daven and they make avdallah and they light candles. Like, well, let's get to if they make avdallah first or after in a second, and then they go ahead and light candles as soon as possible to make sure to give me makayim the shitas that tichel regel minashuk is earlier on, and therefore we want to light candles as early as possible. Therefore, since over here shitas Rabbeinu Tam is only a chumrah, vade a chumrah, it's a big chumrah over here in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, even if one is normally makben on Rabbeinu Tam, there's a lot of room to say that on Shabbos Chanukah you should not. One should know just that Chisiyahu told me that Rav Nevinsel himself, though he is Makban and Rabbeinu Tam, even on Leil Chanukah, even though Rav Nevinsel, he says, on a normal night of Chanukah, he waits till the second Shkia hits and he lights at that second. Nevertheless, on Motzei Shabbos, he waits for Rabbeinu Tam, and he does not light candles till after Rabbeinu Tam himself. That's it's a large chumrah. Most people in Eretz Yisrael do not do like that, and they light at somewhere around, not before, I would not do before 35 minutes. Maybe there are those who are really grunics who do even earlier. Who do even earlier, just be, I think, in Shari Chesed. The Rabbanim there used to do it earlier, not Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach himself, but other Rabbanim there. But nevertheless, most people, the normal to halacha would be somewhere around 35 to 40 minutes to try and light candles as soon as possible on Motzei Shabbos. You shouldn't dilly dally. You shouldn't go to Ritzi Meir for Shal Shudas on Shabbos Chanukah and light at 10 o'clock at night. That's not recommendable. But you should do it as soon as possible, and that's what you do here in Eretz Yisrael. In America, so we discuss in Hilchos Shabbos that in America, really, the Mikra Din, the Lachas like Rabbeinu Tam. They look like Rabbeinu Tam. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with a cheshbon that says even according to Rabbeinu Tam, he would hold Gimel Kochavim. Gimel Kochavim is at around 50 minutes. And therefore he says, Chas or Shalom, no one should light Neres Chanukah before 50 minutes. This is in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Beis. In the Igros Moshe, he says, no one should light before 50 minutes in America. And that for some people who take the svar of Ramosha that 50 minutes. But he says, for those who he says that Yeri Shemayim want to be makbid like real regular Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that's 72 minutes. Therefore, also on the if you're makbid on Rabbeinu Tam the rest of the year, so too on Chanukah, on Motzei Shabbos of Chanukah, Ramosha writes that they should also light at 72 minutes. So one should, he says, Chasalim, no, even if you follow other Minhagim of the Gra in America, you do not light earlier than 50 minutes. So 50 minutes is the earliest time to light. And if one wants to makbid like the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam, then you light till 72 minutes afterwards. So that's Lamaisa went to light on Motzei Shabbos. So what goes first, Havdalah or Neres Chanukah? That's Sif Beis over here. Madlikin Ner Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses Kodem Havdalah. In the Beis HaKnesses, the Mechaber paskins that you light Neres Chanukah before Havdalah. And he says, and Rama says, V'kol shekein beveis, so shemadlik v'achar, madl for sure in your house, you should also do hadlakas neres first, and then madl shari kfar hivdil beveis knesses. So both the Mechaber and the Rama are pasking over here that neres Chanukah comes before neres Havdalah. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the sheet of the Taz, and the Bir Aloch over here, Dibur Ma'av Madlikin, brings down many other achronim that are cholik on the Mechaber and the Rama over here, and they pask in the Morali Prague. V'chein harbi achronim, Rabbi Prague told us Yontif pre Chodesh and Derech Chaim. Right, all them hold that Havdalah should come first. So, what are the svaras? Why would one want to make Havdalah first, and why would one want to make near Chanukah first? So, the first to start with the more posh shita is the shita of the Taz, which what I think would have been the most mistaber thing to say is you should make Havdalah first before Neres Chanukah. The Svara is Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. Whatever is more Tadir, that's what you should do first. And therefore, you have two mitzvahs right now to do, Havdalah and Ner Chanukah. And therefore, you should make Ner Chanukah and make Havdalah first. That's the Svara of the Taz to make that Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. the svara of the Mechaber and Rama. Why do they say, why in the world would they tell you to make Nir Chanukah before Nir Avdalah? So a very interesting svara. They write over here, so all that you can do to push off the exit of Shabbos, that's what we want to do more. And therefore, we light Neres Chanukah first. So the Pasha question is the Kasha, the Taz that is on the Shita, is what do you mean you're pushing off Shabbos? You're about to light Neres Chanukah. You're doing the antithesis to Shabbos. You're lighting a candle. How is it that you're pushing off Shabbos that you're keeping it later? Therefore, that's why the Taz comes in and he's cholik on the shita of the mechaber the Ramah. That's from the koch of this kushya, and therefore he says tadir v'tadir should tadir kodem. That's why he says it. But the mechaber, what's the svar of the mechaber the Ramah over here? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings down in Halicha Shlomo over there, ha'arah kaftes. He brings down that even though obviously it's not really Shabbos still because you're lighting Neres Chanukah and you've David Marav already and you said Havdol and Tefillah already, so it's not really Shabbos. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom. Nevertheless, until you've said Avdallah, there's still an Indian of Kavod Shabbos is still left over there, and therefore that din of Kavod Shabbos that's still there until you make Avdallah, that still we want to push off as long as possible, and that's why we wait to write Neres Chanukah until that point. So therefore, Lamais and the Mechaber, the Ramah Paskin, to write Neres Chanukah before Halakas Neres. What do we do, Allah Lamaisa? So the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down that Lamaisa. In the last line over in the Mishnah, al kim beis knesses ein lishanos haminug shenagu b'Yisrael lahavlik mikodem v'acher kach la'avdil. The minug is established that in beis kinbati knesios, the minug is to do like the mechaber and ramah and to do neros chanukah before neros Shabbos. That's what we do in the shul. And in a house, he says, "Ubayis David Kamar Avid, David Kamar Avid." And lamais in your house, you could basically do whatever you want. You could choose. You could choose. You want to do like the Taz. You want to do Havdalah first. You could do like the Taz, and you want to do like the Ramah and the Mechaber, and say do an Eres Chanukah first. You could do either one. So that's what is Halacha Lamaisa. Most people do like the Taz, and they do like the Taz in their house. Meaning in Shul, they'll do like the Mechaber and Ramah, and they do Neres Shabbos first, then Havdalah. And in their house, they would come home and make Havdalah first, and then Neres Chanukah. That's what most people do. However, some people in Yerushalayim also, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself, were noahig to do like the Mechaber Ramah, even in their house, and they wanted to light Neres Chanukah as quickly as possible, so therefore they would do Neres Chanukah first, and then only afterwards they would go and make Havdalah. Once again, you're allowed to choose whichever one you wish. Okay, but what homemaker, whatever, whichever one you choose, you should try and, if all possible, to prepare. You should prepare your candles already before Shabbos. Sometimes it's not possible, and let's say it's going to be past the fourth day, so you don't have room in your menorah to set up for both Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, so you can't. But if possible, if you have two menorahs, or it's, let's say, the first Sunday Shabbos falls on the first night, so you could set up already the three candles, one for the first night and the other ones, or set up at least some of the candles already for Motzei Shabbos in order that you could light as soon as possible. Obviously, it is also to do any preparations for Neres Chanukah on Shabbos, and that you cannot do until you've already said Baruch Ma'adol and Kodesh L'chol at least, or Davin Marv. Okay, Tav Reish Pei Beis. Din Al Nisim B'Chanukah. All 8 days of Chanukah, one should say Al Nisim in Berkas HaMazon in the bracha of Berkas HaAretz, because that is the bracha of Hodah. With Tefillah Berkas Modim, and in Tefillah we also say in the bracha of Modim, and in the Modim, the reason once again, because that's the bracha of Hodah, and we're giving Shevach and Hodah Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Nisim that he did for us at the time of Chanukah, therefore we stick it in the brachas of Hodah. Vim lo omar, but if one forgets, a machzir noto. Even though I believe it's a Bach holds that you are machzir noto, I think Rav Nevensol brings it down over here, that you have to go back. Nevertheless, we do not pass in like this Bach. We pass in that you do not go back, even if you forget it. V'ayin la'elsim in reish tanik dalad, siv dalad v'hei. L'maisa, if one forgets it. Sorry, we'll get there in a second. The Mechaber goes on, it says, umiyu, in nizkar ba'ota bracha. If one remembers while you're still in the middle of before you've said the Hashem's name in the end of the bracha, kol zman shelo hizkar et Hashem afilu nizkar bein ata la'Hashem chozer. As long as you've not said Hashem's name, you can go back and say Al Nisim, whether you're in Berkas HaMazon or you're in Tefillah, as long as you've not said the next same Hashem in the end of the bracha, so then you could go back and still say it. But once you say Hashem's name, Even if you just say Hashem's name, because normally if you start saying Hashem's name, so you could say Lamdeinu Chukecha, Brachat Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha, and you go back and say it again. But over here, since Lamais, if you don't go back at all, over here also, even if you want to say Hashem's name, you continue to end the bracha and you not put it in over there. Where do you put it in? So the Ramah puts in over here. Yeshom Kishashach Chalanisim Berachas Amazon. If you forget Al Nisim and Berachas Amazon, Kishemagi Al Harachaman. When you get to the Harachamans, Yomar Harachaman Yatzalanu Nisim Neflos Kishem Shasisalah Vosena Bayima Hima Im Bazmanazeh Bimei Matidyahu. When you put it in the Harachaman, you might say you say that Harachaman, and you say all the rest of it Bimei Matidyahu until the end. That's if you forget to say it in the part of Hodah in benching. What about Shmon Esrei? If you forget in Shmon Esrei, also. You could split it in this. Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Dal says, "Vuadin Shiyomer came at Tfilo Acher Gemara Tfilo." At the end of Tfilo, Derech Bakashon Kodem Yiluratzon. Before you say Yiluratzon, you also say you could say Al Nisim Yal Porkin at that point. You may Matyao Mechulei Adasof, and therefore you could put it in, or there's a chance to put it in, even though you forgot to say it in the right place in Shmon Esrei. That is Lamaisa, what you do if one forgets. Lamaisa, you should try not forgetting, but if you forget, that's what I want you to do. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kam Beis points out, "Ube bracha main shalosh bechanukah uparim ein maskirin shalchanukah uparim." But in bracha main shalosh, which is the alamichya, we do not. If you notice, there is no insertion for the bracha of alanisim. Not the bracha of alanisim, for the tefillah of alanisim. We don't mention purim or chanukah in alamichya. Now, the question is, why not? Why not? Why was there no addition of alanisim? So I heard this pshat from Rav Kornhuv, from one of his Rebbeim in KBY. I heard this shot also from Rav Goldwicht, and I saw it afterwards also in a sefer that was put out for the yard site of Rafal Levin Zatzal. All the same shots. It's a little bit complicated, so let me go through it. Why not? Why did Chazal not put in mentioning Chanukah or Purim in Alamichya? So it goes like this. So we know Alamichya is a shortened version of Berkas Amazon. It's Me'ein Shalos, Berchas Me'ein Shalos. The three brachas of Berchas Mazon, Me'ein, the three brachas of benching, that is what Alamichya is. Okay, and there's a Gemara in Brachos that talks about, there's a shortened version of Shmon Esrei also. It's called Havinenu. The Gemara in Brachos says, we say Havinenu at certain times, B'shas Techak, you can't say all Shmon Esrei, whatever it is, there's a shortened version. It includes all the brachas into what, like one where you say the first three brachas, and it's got all the middle brachas all in one bracha, and then you say the last three brachas. It's called Havinenu. We don't say it in Lysa, we don't really say it nowadays. But as the Gemara goes on to say, though, on Motzei Shabbos, you're not allowed to say Havinenu. You're not allowed to say Motzei Shabbos Havinenu. Why? Because we have a Tachon and Tano on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore you can't put a Tachon and Tano into the Shmon Esrei. The question is why? So just say a Tachon and Tano. In the middle of Havinenu, say a Tachon and Tano. Great. And we've solved all the problem. Why can't you say a Tachon and Tano? Why can't you say it on Motzei Shabbos? So the Rabbeinu Yonah over there in Brachos says the following. He says the only thing that you're allowed to insert in a shortened Shmon Esrei, which is a shortened, it's Me'ein Shmon Esrei. A shortened version of saying is something that in itself is a bracha. Only things that were in itself as a bracha, you could shorten them and include them all into one bracha. But things that were not a bracha to begin with, you're not allowed to insert in the Me'ein Shmon Esrei. Okay? So only things then that are brachas themselves, like all the middle brachas of Shmon Esrei, all of them are brachas themselves, so you can mekatzer them all into one bracha. But something that in itself was not a bracha, you're not allowed to insert it in a Me'ein Shmon Esrei. Okay? That's the cloud that Rabbeinu Yonah brings down. And therefore, they want a taina, same thing over here. Since Al Nisim is not in itself a bracha, it's not a bracha in and of itself, therefore, you're not allowed to add it into a Me'ein Gimel, and Me'ein Benching, you're not allowed to add it into. Therefore, we cannot add Chanukah and Purim into the Shmon Esrei. Based on this Rabbeinu Yonah, you would not be able to add it into the Alamichya. What's the obvious question, though, on this chat?
What happened to Rosh Chodesh?
What about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? We say Yalav Yavo, we do mention Yalav, we mention Rosh Chodesh, we mention Shabbos and Alamichya. How can we do that?
Because they're brachot.
What?
Because if you forget them, then you can
say very good, Ari. Very good. So if we learn early on in Tzchabura, in Kupei Ches, in Hilchos Berkas Amozon, right? We know that really, in essence, Ritzei and Yalav Yavo are brachos. The Arba brachas, there are times where they turn into brachas. If you forget to say them, and you remember before you start the fourth bracha benching, so there's a bracha to say on them. There's actually a bracha to say for them, for both for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So those things, they were allowed to concise and put them into the bracha of Al Amichya, and we mentioned Shabbos and we mentioned Rosh Chodesh. But Al Nisim, which is never a bracha, it's never ever a bracha, those are not allowed to be put into the Me'ein Shalosh of Birkas HaMazon. That's how they answer up why over here there's no Al Nisim. There's other answers that are given also, but this is a very, very nice teretz based on this Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, Siv Beis. Also, on Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we also mentioned Chanukah. You would think maybe not, too, because it has nothing to do with Musaf. It has nothing to do with Musaf, and therefore you might not include it. It has nothing to do with Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, you're not. Nevertheless, we mentioned in all the tefillos there, Aval Pisha ain't Musaf. But Chanukah, even though there's no Korban Musaf on Chanukah, Chanukah is no Shaykh, it's really the Musaf. Nevertheless, we still mention Chanukah. Obviously, if you do not mention it, you do not go back here either. Siv Gimel Ein Omrim Kishem Shasita El Masayim Vasita Hem Nisim Gvuros B'Yamim Hem Beis Azos Beis Omrim Shomrim. So say the Nusach and our sitters, and you have it all covered. Don't worry about it. Okay. Tav Reish Pei Gimel Kol Shmonasi Mein Chanukah Gomrim Masahal. All 8 days of Chanukah, we finish Hallel. There's a big shiloh why this is. Why we say full Hallel on all 8 days of Chanukah? Because the only two reasons why you say a full Hallel. One is there has to be a new miracle, or it's got to be a new Chag. Okay, so the mice on Sukkot, it's basically every day is like a new Chag, because you bring different korbanos to each day, so each day is like a new Chag, and therefore we can say Hallel on each day. On Pesach, which is not, therefore we don't say full Hallel on Pesach, because each day is not, you bring the same korbanos each day, it's only one long Chag. Okay, and there was a half a minute to say for the last day of Pesach, we should have Hallel because of the Nesa of Kriyas Yamsuf. Shri Shal Pesach. Nevertheless, we don't do that because the Mitzrim died in this Yam Suf, a famous thing, like Ma'isa Tovim B'Yam V'Atem Rav Mimshira. Therefore, we don't say it. But in Chanukah, what's the deal over here? So there's three teretz brought in the Beis Yosef. We could Ayin Sham. The Mishnah Berurah brings one of them. Ma'isa says the fish of Kol Yom Nosaf Nes Chadash, because every day of Chanukah is like a new miracle. Because every day was a new miracle of the oil. It was added on to the miracle. Each day was a new thing. Therefore, we could say Hallel on each day of. L'maisa, we say full Hallel, just like the Gemara says. The Kol Shmonos Yemein Chanukah, the Rama says, Ein Omrim Tachnun, V'Tzidkah Cha, V'Lam Natzeach, V'Tzidek Lidin, Gam Be'er Chanukah B'Mincha. So we don't say Tachlin, we don't say Lam Natzeach, we don't say Tzidek Din. Also on Erev Chanukah and Mincha, we also do not say Tachlin. Okay, over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, a lot of people get confused with this halacha, and I'll try and explain this over here, why it's different. Over here in Mishnah Berurah, Sikonal says, V'achar Hallel Omrim Chatzi Kaddish. After Hallel, we say Chatzi Kaddish. Okay, so this is the one time we're going to say Hallel, and then after we're going to say Chatzi Kaddish. It's only on Hill. Why? What's the difference between here and all other times? The difference over here is that there's no Musaf. There's no Musaf. So what?
Davening's not over.
So the point is over here is that every Shemona Esrei gets a full Kaddish. Why? Because we say at the end of Shemona Esrei, the beginning, the first part of the end of a full Kaddish is Tiskabel Tzloson. You should accept our Tfilos. You should accept our Tfilos. Okay? And therefore, we only say that after one Shemona Esrei. Therefore, in Chanukah, there's only one Shemona Esrei. We say Tiskabel Tzloson at the end of Tfilah. That's gonna work for all of Davening. But in Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, where you're going to have Tfilos Musaf, so you have two Tiskabel Tzloson, one for Shacharis and one for Musaf. And therefore, we have two full Kaddishes that we say for then. Therefore, that's why on Chanukah, we're not saying, therefore, when it comes to be Rosh Chanukah Shal Rosh Chodesh, so it's not that Chanukah is usher to say a full Kaddish. Not then and that. Once you're going to add another Shemona Esrei and Rosh Chodesh, so obviously then you're going to have to say a full Kaddish also for that. Okay.
And the same thing on Shabbat.
Same thing on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah over here in the end of Sif Kadin Aleph, he brings in even Halal and Mutter Lomar Bevesa Avel. Says, I am Bashari Tshuva, Aval Avel Ba'atzim Vade Lo Yomar. So he wants the Pansy, even though some people would say Hallel in the base of Avol, but the Avol himself for sure should not say. However, that's not the minog in most places. Rav Nevensal brings down over here, Lo Yomar says, Nias Daiti, Ha'avol Chayiv Lomar Hallel B'Chanukah. Even the Avol himself says Hallel in Chanukah, and for sure in the base of Avol you say Hallel in Chanukah. V'chein Pasuk Gon Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and both Rav Nevensal both say that the Avol should say Hallel in Chanukah, not like the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk over here. Okay, that's 7 Tav Reish Pei Gimel. Let's finish over here, Tav Reish Pei Dalet. Seder Kriyas HaTorah B'Chanukah. Korin b'Korbanos Nesiim Shepar Parshas Naso Shlosha B'Chol Yom. We read the Korbanos of Nesiim in Parshas Naso three aliyahs each day. Why do we read the Korbanos in the Siyam? So Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sikonal, Mishum Shenigmar Melechas Mishman and Bekafi Bekislev, because the Korbanos in the Siyam were for the Akamas of Mishkan. At the beginning of the Mishkan, they brought Korbanos for the Chanukas of Mishkan. And therefore, since the Mishkan was really finished on Kafei Kislev, we waited for the Akamas till Nisan, but it was really finished on Kafei Kislev. Therefore, we mentioned that's the Kriyas HaTorah that Chazal put with Chanukah. Umatchilim Berkas Kohanim, the Mechaber Pasim, they start with Berkas Kohanim, which is right before the Korbanos Nesiim. However, and the reason why the Mechaber says so is because the Nes was done through the Chashem Unayim or Kohanim. But nevertheless, the Ramah says, V'yeshom, Mishimatchilim B'yom Kolos Moshe, V'chein Anu Noagim, that's the Minag for Bnei Ashkenaz. V'kori Oto in Kohen V'Levi, you read the first part for the Kohen Levi Aliyah, V'Yisrael Kore B'yom Arishon. And Yisrael reads the Yom Arishon Aliyah. He says, those who say that the Kohen should read all the way up until Biyom Arishon, about Levi Yisrael Korin Biyom Arishon, and Levi Yisrael reads Biyom Arishon. Biyom Sheni Kore Kohen Biyom Sheni. The second day, you're going to read the second day of the Nesiim. Ad Parachad Ben Makar. The Levi ad b'yom ha'shlishi, and Levi will go all the way until the next day, until b'yom ha'shlishi. The Yisrael chozer rekorah b'yom ha'sheni, and the Levi will go. The Yisrael now will go back to the beginning of that day's things and read the first which the Kohen and Levi read. The Yisrael will read both those days. Val derech zeh b'chol yom, and that's what you're going to do each day. The Yeshomer and the Ramah argues. He says Yisrael korah b'yom shlachar. The Yisrael does not read what the Kohen and Levi read. Rather, he reads the next days. The Haino b'yom ha'shlishi. This should sound similar to what we do also on Sukkot. V'chein b'chol yom v'chein noagin. That's the minhag of Ashken. Basically, the machlokas over here is mechaber Ramah. Once again, the machlokas we have between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, whether it's a sfeika d'yoma or not, even though Chanukah is not really so shaykh sfeika d'yoma, as you look over here and Rav Neventzel points out. Nevertheless, that's what Bnei Chutz Laaretz do. Bnei Chutz Laaretz, they read, at least Ashkenazim for sure, they read the next days also. The third aliyah will be the next days. However, the mechaber goes, you go back and read whatever the Kohen Levi read. That's what you do, and that's what we do here in Eretz Yisrael, even for Bnei Ashkenaz. B'yom Hashmini, Matchilim, B'yom Hashmini, and the eighth day, even there's many more Nesiim that there are days of Chanukah, therefore, B'yom Hashmini, you're going to have to finish them all up. So you start with Yom Hashmini, V'gomri Kola Seder, and you finish the end of the Nesiim, so we're going to have a long Kriyas HaTorah on the eighth day of Chanukah. V'korim Parsha Rishona Shel Baal Oscha. And read the first Parsha of Baal Oscha also, because that has to do with the Neiros in the base of Mikdash. V'noagim L'sayim Kain Asa Asa Menorah. That's what we do, L'maisa, over here. Fine. Siv Beis. The Shabbos of Chanukah motzim beis svarim. Shabbos and Chanukah, you have to bring out two sefer Torah. Be'echad kori parshas shavua. The first one you read, usually it's parshas miketz, like this week, like this year. The first one you read parshas miketz, and you read the whole parsha. You read seven aliyahs. U'b'sheni kori b'shel Chanukah. And the second one you'll read for the maftar. You'll read for Chanukah. U'maftar, and the haftorah will be rani v'simchi, which is the haftorah that we read on Shabbos Chanukah. Rani v'simchi. There it is. Vimchalu bo beis shabbosos. Did he wait for that? Vimchalu bo beis shabbosos. And if it falls out that there are two Shabbos, like the first day of Shabbos of Chanukah falls on Shabbos, like it does, therefore the first part will be Parshas Vayeshev, and then the second week will be Parshas Miketz. So mafter bebeis melachim and shlomo. So therefore, the second time you're going to have a second haftorah of Chanukah, you read on the in melachim and eres of shlomo. And if a chasna fell on the Shabbos, where there normally is a special haftorah that they read for a chasna that we're not knowing to do nowadays, but there used to be knowing to do them. Nevertheless, maftirim b'shal Chanukah, we read the haftorah for shal Chanukah, rather than the haftorah that they used to do for these chasanim. Gimel. So just like in this year, if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, therefore we're going to need three Sefer Torah. So how do we do this? So how are we going to split up the aliyahs? So v'korin vav b'parshas Shavua. You read Parshas Miketz, instead of reading Miketz, instead of splitting up into seven aliyahs, we split up Miketz into six aliyahs. You really could split up into however you want to do it, as long as you stop in the right place. Normally, we just read the first five aliyahs, Karagil, and then the six and seven, they put it, what?
Could we split it into seven?
No. then we read the last two together. Ubesheni, and then the second sefer Torah, Kori Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, U'Matchil B'Yom HaShabbos. You read one. You call up one person of Torah. You read the Kriyas for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Ubegimel, in the third sefer Torah, Kori Maftar B'Shal Chanukah. In the third sefer Torah, you read the Haftar B'Shal Chanukah. The question is, why do you read Rosh Chodesh second and Chanukah third? So, once again, Tadir V'Sheno, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. When you have Tadir V'Sheno, Tadir, you read the other one first. So Rosh Chodesh is more common than Chanukah. Therefore, we read Rosh Chodesh second, first, and then which was really the second Sefer Torah, and then we read Chanukah with the third Sefer Torah. Umafter, and the Torah is Rani V'Simchi. And Ran Simchi is our third, is the Torah for Shabbos, for the Chanukah. So the question is, oh, what about happened to Tadir V'Sheno, Tadir, Tadir Kodem? So this is a klal. You have to remember by Tadir V'Sheno, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So the Mishnah Berurah points out. Look in Yud Aleph. Look in Yud Aleph. Matirayim v'simcha. Simchi. Da Tadir Kodem. Hainu lahaktim. The klal of Tadir V'Sheno, Tadir, Tadir Kodem is only when you have two mitzvahs, you're going to do both of them. So you have to be maktim the Tadir. Aval. Le'inin litchos. Persume nisi adif. But when you're going to push one off over here, you only have a choice. You only can do one. You're going to choose one or the other. So you're going to choose one of them other. So now you have to pick one of them. When you have to pick one of them, so we don't necessarily go after Tadir V'Sheno, Tadir Kodem. Over here, they believe, Chazal felt that Persima Nisa is Adif. The Persima Nisa of Chanukah is more Adif than Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we choose Chanukah first. That's one answer. V'od, and furthermore, the Kavan, the Kori B'Shal Chanukah B'Acharona, since you read Chanukah in the third Aliyah, Yesh Lahatr B'Mind Asalik Mine. There's an Inyan to read the Haftorah in which you just finished reading from the Kriyas Torah. Since we just finished reading the Kriyas Torah Chanukah, therefore we want to be Mafter also in Chanukah. Vayter on the Mechaber, Himichal Rosh Chodesh Bechol Motzim Beis Svarim. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Chol, so you take out two Svarim.
Like the zeros.
Right, this year also on Sunday, this is what we'll do. V'karin Be'echad Gimel B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. You read in the first Torah, you read three Aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh. U'Basheni, in the fourth Aliyah, because you need four Aliyahs because of Rosh Chodesh. In the fourth Aliyah, Kori Echad B'Shal Chanukah, you read one guy of Chanukah. V'imtah Chazan. Kardal B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. If Mermelstein makes a mistake and reads four on Rosh Chodesh, for Rosh Chodesh, in lo itziu sefer beis, if they forgot to even bring out the sefer Torah of the Chanukah, ain tzarich likros yoter, then you do not have to read anymore. You don't have to bring out the sefer Torah of Chanukah. It's fine. You read Rosh Chodesh. That's fine. But if they already took out the sefer Torah of the Chanukah and they forgot to start reading it for the fourth Aliyah for whatever strange reason, because of the pagam of the sefer Torah, it's a pagam. It's not nice to take out a sefer Torah and not read from it. Therefore, it's because of the pagam, we're not going to do that, and we're going to take out the sefer Torah and we're going to read a fifth Aliyah, even though, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though there's normally halacha, you're not allowed to be Mosif Aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. You have to have Dafka 4 on Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to have more than Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, the din of a Pagam of a Sefer Torah is more important than not reading more than 4 Aliyahs. And therefore, we're going to read a fifth Aliyah in order to save face for the Sefer Torah and instead of the other way. If you made a mistake, if they made a mistake and by accident started reading Chanukah with the first Sefer Torah, so Tzarech Lahasik Likros B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, you should stop and read the runs for the Rosh Chodesh. Tzarech Levarcha Kriyas Rosh Chodesh, if you have to make a new bracha on the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, Ayin Lal Simin Kuf Mem, and over there, the Be'er Halacha points out over here, we paskin that you do make a new bracha, since if you make the bracha on the wrong Kriya, and it's not in front of you, it's not directly in front of you, you have to make a new bracha on the Kriya, and therefore you would close the Sefer Torah, the Chanukah one, bring out the one of the Rosh Chodesh, and you have to make a new bracha on the Rosh Chodesh and read from there. Adkan, Hilchos Chanukah.
You can't just roll this one.